Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we give you praise because you're a good God. Come on, somebody, help me to praise God. Somebody, help me to give him praise. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for your precious blood. Oh, come on, somebody, give God praise. Somebody, help me to give God praise. Oh, God, you're awesome. Loving God, loving God, loving God, loving God, loving God. Loving God, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this year. You've been with us, you've been protecting us, you've been there. Thank you for all the battles, Lord, you have fought for us. Thank you for the love. Come on, thank you for the love. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to be here with you today. I just give God praise for allowing me to be here. I feel I'm excited. Come on. I'm excited. I want to thank God for Pastor Richard. As a church, I want to everybody to join me and give God praise for Pastor Richard. Allow me to say, I feel like I've known you for many years. I was telling my brother Daniel today when I've been talking with him that I've just met Pastor Richard for a few let's say a few hours from now. But it's like the way I feel my heart, like being connected with him, it's like I've known him for many years. And I want to say to you as a church, you are blessed to have him as your pastor. Yeah. Amen? Amen? I'm saying that because I'm a pastor. I know what it takes to be a pastor. And I know what it takes to, you know, a little bit about me before I share the word. I'm Pastor Stephen. Just call me Stephen. If you try to say Insubuga, it's not easy. My second name, if you try to say Insubuga, it's not easy. So I tell people, just call me Stephen. Insubuga, if you want to know how to pronounce Subuga, you have to come to Uganda. And then you'll be able to pronounce Subuga. Amen? Amen. I'm the pastor of New Creation Church. By the grace of God, God called me. I was a street boy for 5 years. I stayed on the street for 5 years, and for the years that I was on the street, I was very dangerous. Young boy, but very dangerous. When I talk about being dangerous, I know what I'm talking about. Since I gave my life to God, to serve God, I surrendered my life to serve him because God changed me. Listen, everybody, you have a reason to praise God. I don't know about your testimony, but I have a testimony. I have a reason to praise God. I'm just a living miracle. I always tell people, if you have never seen a miracle in your life, if you see me, don't ask any other miracle. I'm a living miracle. I stayed on the street for 5 years. And I thank God, I've got a new friend, Daniel. Stephen, he's called Stephen too. I know some people right now here for a few minutes. Somebody say amen. My father had many wives. We ended up being, right now I have sisters and brothers that I've never seen in my life because we are many from one family. My father had many wives. We ended up being 35 children. Same father, different mothers. And that was a battle in our family. Even right now, there's still that battle. Children were not together. My dad passed away, but children, we are not together. So because of that reason, when I was young, I left my father's house. They had no money to take care of us. I went and ended up sleeping outside on the street. Life was hard. When I remember the tears that I cried on the street when I was outside there, it kind of filled this room. I was beaten to the point of, like, people, they wanted to kill me. When you're on the street, you do whatever it takes to have food. Do you hear me? You know, I speak African English and I try to mix with American English, so bear with me. But I think you hear me, amen? Yeah. Pastor, I didn't tell you, I've never been to school to study. When I started reading Miracle, I've never been to any class. No one, no bottle of, I love God with all my heart. I don't care about what people, they say about God, I don't. The man who was blind, they asked him, what do you say about that man? He said, one thing that I know, I was blind, but right now I can see. That's what he said. They were trying to question him. Tell us about, he said, I don't care about what you say about him, but one thing that I know, I was blind, but now I can see. Because when I was supposed to go to school, that's when I left my father's house. Amen? Amen? I was on the street, a group of preachers, they came to us, we are 15 of us. I saw some of them in the group, they were killing them when I was looking with my eyes, even myself. The preachers came to us, they were giving food every Saturday to street, and they preached to us about Jesus, nothing I know about Jesus by that time. We ate food and then they went, they came back the next time. Let me tell you, if God has planned in your life that devil not kill you, that devil not kill you, that devil not kill you. A devil tried to kill me on the street, but they had not that chance. The next time when they came to me, they among all the 15, they said to me, if you want, you can go with us in at our place. Because I was tired being outside, I went with these people in their home. That was my first time to have a good food. That was my first time to take shower. That was my, for 5 years, to see that I can, someone can say to me that I love you. I went with them. They were just staying closer to the church. I was telling Pastor Richard, in our church, we dance. When we talk about praising God, you can see people running around the church, jumping, sweating, praising, jumping up and down, praising God. You know what I mean? When you talk, so when I went to this church, everyone was dancing, and I was at the best on that day because I was on the street going in the clubs, dancing. So when I went in the church, everyone was dancing, and I started enjoying church because of the music. I ended up giving my life to Jesus. When I was 17, I gave my life to Jesus. When I gave my life to Jesus, I felt like something like a burden. You know what I mean? Has left me. I received the peace, the joy of God. Life without Jesus is meaningless. Don't tell me, I always tell people that, don't tell me what you have, don't tell me who you are, don't tell me how rich you are. But life without Jesus is meaningless. Amen. Life without Jesus is meaningless. So I started being in the church, and I started enjoying the church. I got some good friends in the church. Everyone loved me. This family, they loved me like I was their son, biological son, that house. They were giving me everything without any condition. When I was 20 years, I was praying and fasting. My prayer, I was complaining to God why I was born this family. Because I didn't see the love of my mother, the love of my father. God told me that if someone is in Christ, he's a new creature. From now, you're a new creation. Forget all the other things. I'm going to use you. I say, what? I'm going to use. I'm telling you, listen to me. 20 years, the Lord started taking me all over our country. I remember my first time when I went to the same place where I used to sleep outside on the street, the same place where I went and I taught these kids on the street how I was. I was telling them what they are doing, what I used to do. Five of them gave their lives to Jesus. The first time when I went out. This is what I believe. This is what I believe. The big work is not here where you're seated. Oh my God. The big work is not here where you're seated. But the big work is outside there. If it was not these people came to me on the street where I was, I don't know where I would be today. If it was not these people to show me love, I don't know where I would be today. I want to speak to you before I share the word. God has spared your life until today for the purpose. And you have to pray and ask God, why God has spared your life until today. You are not just to be there, but God has spared you. Among all the people, God has spared you for the reason. There is a reason why you are still alive. Can I hear another amen? Oh, sorry. You know, when I preach in my church, people, they say amen. And then I continue to preach. So help me to feel like I'm preaching back Kampala. Somebody say amen. And God started sending me to our country, not only that, and started sending me to other countries. I've been traveling all over the world, preaching the gospel. I've been to different places. And God opened a door for me. I went to Europe. I've been preaching in European countries. I speak like 15 languages, but I've never been to Kilas. Do we have some people here from Europe? Do you come from Norway, Sweden? Okay, I speak Swedish, but I've never been to Kilas to study. I speak Norwegian. I've never been there. When I talk about God, I know what I'm talking about. When I talk about the power of God, I know what it can do in your life. When I say that God can change your life, can change from nothing to something. I don't care about what you're going through right now. I will say, as Pastor Richard has said, God is not off of you. He still has a good plan in your life. God is interested in you. I was in Europe enjoying having a good life. After the meeting, they were driving me going back home. God took my mind back where he picked me. He said to me, how many preachers are on the street in your country? He said to me, remember where I picked you. Go back to your country. I said, what? Go back to your country. I said, what? When I said to my friends, the pastors, that God is telling me this and this to go back, everyone said, I've become crazy. Sometimes if God is going to do something in your life, you don't need to listen what people say about that. You have to do what God has called you to do. Amen? Yes. Everyone said that I've become crazy. So I had to pack my bag and go back to Africa. When I went back to Africa, everyone told me, oh, my friends, why are you back? We are just praying, crying God so that we can leave this country. Maybe we go to Europe and you're back. I said, I was there. I had no peace. God told me to come back and do children ministry. Everyone say, how are you going to do that? You know, sometimes when God gives you a vision, that's when you receive many questions. That's when you receive many discouragement from different people. But I say, God has told me this. 2010, in June, I went back to Africa. I started with 8 children under the tree. My brother, I've shown him some, and this, even Pastor Richard, he has seen some of our pictures, what we do. Under the tree, when I've like this, you know, when I get this.